This is Twit.
I don't remember what made me think of this, but I was looking at some Microsoft announcement about AI, and I thought to myself, you know what? People actually don't trust AI. I think for most normal people, what they think of is Skynet and the Terminator movies and how the robots are going to decide that humans are the weak link and they're going to kill us all. And that maybe the last thing we need is it's not there are simpleton kind of things. I mean, like what I said was genius, but, you know, like worries about, you know, robots stealing jobs or AI taking away jobs and that kind of thing.
Well, that's going to happen. I'm sorry.
That's already happened.
It's already happened.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think there's a broader concern that is ethical in nature.
Yeah. And that's legit.
About AI.
Yeah. That's legit.
And it is legit. And Microsoft, I mean, to their credit, they often speak of ethical AI, and they have put forward various ideas about maybe formalizing what ethical AI means somewhere, you know, sort of like the Asimov, you know, five laws of robotics or whatever, except an actual law in real life or something. And okay, that's fine. But I think the broader thing that is maybe more important and could take AI under its umbrella is this privacy stuff, you know? And my recommendation to Microsoft, which I wrote up, is just that they should focus on marketing privacy instead of AI, even though they will still put AI in everything, you know? It's not that I'm suspicious of AI personally. I'm actually not really that suspicious. But when you see how Microsoft is contorting itself to make everything look like AI, and you can tell by the way that they release information about new products and services, how they always emphasize AI, that this is an edict from on high. It's gotten to the point where they're like, well, you know, Microsoft has been an AI pioneer since they added spell checking to Microsoft Word in 1988 or whatever. It's like, yeah, guys, hold on a second. That is not anything. That has nothing to do with AI. Nothing.
No, and then it's like the boy who cried wolf, right? Like the more they do it, the more your eyes just glaze over when it is a real AI thing. Like it's like, oh yeah, more AI.
But privacy is something I think most people get and care about. Not Mary Jo, as I found out earlier today. But no. but you know, I think there's an opportunity there to do what Apple has done and is doing around privacy. And for Microsoft, I think it's a great selling point. They could do something specific, like say, look, in Europe, we have this GDPR thing. And it's a lot of people, companies have complained about how hard it is to adhere to these rules and all of the nuances of it and where does it end and blah, blah, blah. Microsoft could just say, look, we're not going to just meet the needs of this thing. We're going to exceed them and we're going to do it everywhere, not just in Europe. You know,
well, I don't know. Did you see Brad Smith's top 10 list that he put out at the start of 2019, Paul? Brad Smith, the head of Microsoft General Counsel.
I actually don't think I did.
Okay, did number one, what privacy. Privacy.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you're going to get your wish in part. I think they're really going to push more on privacy, and GDPR is kind of their lead off as to how they're going to do that. But he, in his list, he kind of conflates privacy and AI in part. He's like, you know, it would be good to do more like privacy related innovation, like what we're doing with AI. And I'm like, oh, there's AI again, right?
There is,
but still, I think you're going to hear from them more about privacy this year. Even, you know, last year we heard a lot because of GDPR, but this year I think you're going to keep hearing more from them.